morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It's the Geekly Debate. I'm David, and joining me is...
Gomer.
And Jules.
And what's on topic today?
The worst comic book event of all time.
All time!
That's right, worst.
The terrible. The ones that we just don't like.
So every DC event?
Every DC. Anything with the word crisis?
Yes. Or new. Or having the word new in it.
Or day.
Or day. A brand new day,
yeah.
One more terrible day. Or having the word ultimate in it.
Hey, man. Leave my ultimate universe alone.
Or maybe war.
No, most of the wars are good. Yeah, most of the wars
Civil
are
War
good.
Was good. Secret Wars was good.
I'll go
Secret
with mine. War. And, you know, Taylor's not with us. It's kind of sucks because this is like his deal, the Geekly Debate. Yeah. That's his thing.
But his pick, and my pick
now that he's not here, my pick was going to be one of the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible. One more day or brand new day. Just horrible. Just trying to fix the great
big
event
time?
That Civil War was. I didn't mind Big Time,
but it was a rough follow-up to Brand
One
New
One More Day.
Day
was bad because the crossover went between all of the Spider-Man books at the time. It was amazing, Friendly Neighborhood, and Spectacular. Yes. Or maybe even Sensational at that point.
I think there was four or five books. I think we saw Peter Parker.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, we had Peter Parker.
It was Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
It was amazing, Friendly Neighborhood. They did Back in Black and Friendly Neighborhood.
Yes. But that was just a bad book. But I'm going to go with Fear Itself. Fear Itself was kind of a Red Skull event, but not really, because
it was kind of a Red Skull event with his daughter. Yeah.
And then there was kind of a Norse event, but not really, because they were new Norse
characters. It was
Matt
Fraction, and he was writing Iron Man and Thor at the time.
There were a bunch of different hammers.
Yes,
and
lots of hammers.
Different characters got different hammers.
Yes.
And there was like a weird juggernaut.
Yes.
It was bad.
Weird
it was
what? Ben Grimm thing.
Yeah. It was bad.
Well, the Hulk and Ben Grimm both got hammers.
It was bad. And then there ended up being some kind of snake at the end, a serpent.
Oh, yeah, there was
In Norse mythology, the serpent is a pretty big deal. It's the one that brings Ragnarok.
Oh, well, yes. That's kind of, I guess, what they were alluding to in it.
Yes,
but it
the Red Skull girl had found this Norse thing that brought Ragnarok to Earth. That's what it was. That was all fear. But you didn't know that until the very end.
She found this old guy.
Yes, and he was the serpent.
It tied into everything.
Yeah, Iron Man tie-in was cool.
It meant nothing.
Him getting
in the
armor.
Aftermath. Oh yeah, that was all right.
That was all right. Salvador LaRocca drew it.
It kind of seemed to me like this was Marvel's reaction to the success of Blackest Night.
Yes.
Blackest Night had the same sort of feel where there were different things going on at different places, and then everybody had to get together to fix it at the end, and that's sort of what happened at Fear Itself. That's the 90 seconds I'm giving to that event. Go ahead, next. Next shitty event.
It was terrible. Battle for the Cowl was the worst bat event ever. That's when Batman died, and they were fighting to see who took over. Kind of died.
This is the one where he got sent back in time, right?
Yes. But at this point in time, we didn't know that. He was dead.
Yeah.
And
We knew it wasn't going to stick, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay.
Apparently Jason Todd finally gets pushed over the edge, and he becomes...
Battle for the Cowl was when a lot of the Robins were trying to fight...
For the Cowl, to become Batman. Yes.
That was not a good event.
It was terrible.
It's clear that his organization for succession did not work out.
Yes, Damian was an a-hole.
He should have had a will.
Yeah, Jason Todd apparently goes nuts again. Mm. Everything seemed very out of character for everybody. Tim Drake decides he doesn't like anybody all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And he decides he's the only one who should be Batman because he's the best detective.
I understand you want to have an insight into the Robins in a world where Bruce Wayne passes away.
Yes. My problem is everybody gets very out of character very quickly.
But it was not a good delivery.
Dick Grayson, the whole event is just, I don't want the cowl, and then he ends up with the cowl.
Exactly.
It just, the whole thing is very Grant Morrison. Who wrote it?
Yeah, who wrote it?
He didn't know what he wanted to do.
I think he wanted to do Batman and Robin.
Yes.
And then he does that later.
Yes.
He gets to that later. That was worth it. Dick and Damian dealing with each other.
But Battle for the Cowl isn't the mountain you want to climb to get there.
No. All right, there's 90 seconds for Battle of the Cowl.
It's terrible.
It doesn't deserve more than that.
It was awful.
It was.
There was nothing good about it.
It was bad.
The art wasn't that good.
That's the DC event you're going with, though?
Because it's terrible.
There are so many other bad DC events.
But here's the thing. every bat event until that one was always worth reading. No Man's Land was great.
Terrible. You're right. You're right.
Like the thing about Battle of the Cowl is the one giant smudge on the bat continuity.
They killed Batman the same way they kind of took the hood off of Peter.
Yes.
And then they had to try to fix it.
Yes.
And it's, I think Morrison had a plan to fix it, but he just didn't have anything in between, though, the gaps. You know, he's like, no, I can do Batman and Robin and do that. That's the only filler I have.
Yes. That one for
between
the Cowl.
Bringing Bruce back and killing him off.
Like a waste of time.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to waste time.
No, no. Like, in all fairness, Dick Grayson could have just put on the Cowl and said, I'm Batman. That would have
been cool with that.
That would have been fine.
But I think
the Battle for the Cowl was so unnecessary.
That's probably the best word for it, dude.
It was so unnecessary.
It was
at least all the other bad events have something that the reason it's happening.
Something was the genesis, and then something came out of it at the end.
Bruce is still around.
Yes. And Bruce is still around, and that's the problem in Battle for the Cowl. You find that out at the very end that Bruce is still alive.
Well, no, Blackest Night, you figure out that he's... Well, maybe we find out.
We find
the
out.
The universe doesn't find right. out until Blackest Night.
No, because Tim Drake figures out that Bruce is still alive. That's the whole point.
That was the best part of the entire Batman dying was him not giving up.
Him, yeah, the Tim
Drake knowing
give up.
That he's still around.
Yes.
Because later on, everyone's like, Tim was right.
Yeah.
Tim. Everybody at one point said it. Tim
yes,
was
Tim
right.
was right.
Tim knew it all
but
along.
My problem is, Tim had been Robin for a long time and really owned the Robin thing.
Yeah.
Prior
yeah.
to Battle for the Cowl.
Yes.
And then immediately gets excluded.
Because he was the favorite almost.
Because, exactly, he was definitely the favorite Robin.
Well, the way they approached it, they straight up said, no, he's gone, you have to quit being in denial. And they all thought he was in denial, they wanted him to move on.
Yes.
And he wouldn't. So there was your rift, so he wouldn't hang out with those, and he wasn't even
but it
the
just,
running.
My
he
problem
wouldn't even want to be in the running
out
to be
of character
Batman.
Because there'd been so much Nightwing and Robin stuff.
Yeah, you're
more
right.
so than Batman and
you're
Robin
right.
at that point.
You're right.
Dick and him had teamed up more than he had teamed up with Bruce. And just Damian was so obnoxious.
There are a lot of other bad DC
events. There are a lot of really bad, but I always think of how bad that one is.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
It is awful.
What's
there's
your
nothing, there's nothing
what's
redeemable
your,
about
what's your
that.
Favorite worst event ever? Your favorite worst?
Amalgam.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful, but you know, it's only awful because Marvel Comics versus, because that's what it was called back then.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics versus DC was so bad. It was just terrible.
Amalgam was not just a bad event.
It was, and it's
it
2 years
was
of your
a
life.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's take half of
Batman,
Batman
half of Wolverine
and half of Wolverine
and take the Joker
and stick them together
and Sabretooth, Hyena.
It was
hyena.
Just
it was terrible.
Darkclaw, Hyena.
Darkclaw.
There was the Green Lantern.
Amazon. Oh yeah, Iron Lantern.
Iron Lantern.
Oh,
yeah. So bad.
Oh,
Doctor Strange fate. Doctor Strange. Who was actually Professor X?
It just yeah.
Like, why? Why?
It just
why
hurts
is that so
hearing common? These things happen.
Oh man,
I'm not sure.
And the Legion of Superheroes, half of them were actually
drugs.
The Secret Six.
I'm not sure what kind of drugs
different
they're taking. No, because it had to be one type of drug at Marvel and then another kind of drug at DC that they were both on at different times. And then they just happened to be taking those same the same day, and then they called each other.
Yeah.
And were like, hey, let's make a Wolverine Batman.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that's what we were thinking.
You know, and some of them are really random, like
darts at the let's see what
Feral Lad and Colossus become the same person in an X-Force book, but that makes no sense.
It's
that
just so
X-Force and Legion of the Superheroes got combined, but just the one character?
It's just so ridiculous. I just don't know what they were thinking. Everything
money.
Stopped. Didn't
money.
Everything stop
yeah.
while they were doing this?
So,
yeah, they only got to make one issue of everything.
Oh, dude.
Super Soldier.
Yeah.
Superman and Captain America become the same person.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh,
it's terrible.
What were they thinking?
It's terrible.
What else was there?
Oh, you know, and there's Darkclaw, the Animated Adventures one,
yeah.
where
wasn't
they spoof the Bruce
like
Tim style.
Aquaman?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there was a Namor Aquaman, the JLX.
That doesn't make any sense.
And Hawkeye and Green
guy.
Arrow were the same guy.
Yeah.
They're the same
yeah.
guy.
And Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel. Shazam was combined with Captain Marvel. Yeah,
dude,
yeah, that was the thing.
I can't roll my eyes hard enough for a podcast, for an audio podcast.
Awful.
It's just
yeah,
bad.
It's been forever. This has been, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think people talk
yeah.
about it.
No,
they're
no.
highly collectible. It's highly collectible
yeah.
stuff, though. People make a big deal that they've done this.
Yeah.
It was terrible, guys.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was a bad
idea. It shouldn't
idea.
Be worth pennies.
It's almost so bad, it's kind of good. It's one of those things where, man, if they did that movie,
I remember, did they even get, like, big-name talent to get on this stuff?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Speed Demon was one, Ghost Rider and The Flash. And there was a kid demon.
See, that might be okay.
It was just, the demon was Etrigan.
But just okay.
You remember he summoned Etrigan and he became the speed demon.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Johnny Blaze summoned Etrigan and he can run fast as hell.
That's just an event they just want to forget happened. You know,
that's a pun they make in that comic, actually.
It would never happen. All right, honorable mentions.
Every crisis.
Every crisis.
Infinite Crisis. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Let's get to it. My problem with Ultimate Universe events up to this next one. They were all using this sort of
trope that everyone's going to die.
Trope that the universe is going to end. And the only reason they were able to use that trope is because everything but Ultimate Spider-Man was terrible. Overall, on the whole, everything except Ultimate Spider-Man was bad.
The first two Ultimates
aren't
bad. The
Ultimate Universe was always on the tip of being canceled, and they used that to try to sell event books.
And it worked.
Oh no, I'm not saying
the events were worth reading.
No, the events were not good though.
They weren't worth reading. I didn't say they were good.
Oh yeah, they weren't good. Cataclysm.
Okay. Cataclysm was worth reading.
Ultimatum, terrible.
Ultimatum was a little
rough. Ultimatum was fun getting there because so many people died.
Yeah, because all of the X-Men die in that
book. That was still...
You lose Professor X and Magneto.
But I thought that was still a weird sort of ham-fisted way of saying,
we're going to destroy the universe.
But here's the thing about that. The best thing about the Ultimate Events is they all stuck.
The universe you don't care about.
Yeah. They all stuck.
Well, I'll give them that, but...
Most of the other events we talk about have no bearing on what happened next.
In the defense of the Ultimate Universe, the Ultimate Universe was created to make sure things stuck. And it was always Bendis's goal from the minute he started writing Ultimate Spider-Man for Miles Morales to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He was going to go through the Peter thing the entire 70-year lifespan of the character in 4 years or whatever it took.
And then he killed him.
It was probably 10 years.
He wrote it for 10 years before he killed him off.
Yeah.
He's now, because Miles has been alive for 6 years.
Well, there's Clone Wars, though, so we're not sure.
Yeah.
We're going to get another Clone Wars after Secret Wars. You
know, fairness, since this new Peter has returned, that's all Miles is on the fence about. It's clones. He's like, it has to be a clone.
Yeah. He might be a clone.
He's freaking out.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's cool. It's fixing it all in anyway, because this time it actually is ending. It's called The Ultimate End, event.
If Brian Michael Bendis himself came out and said
it
ends.
It's going to be... I will never read another Marvel comic ever.
That's a lie. He's at least going to end The Ultimate Universe.
But you said you weren't going to read Marvel comics anymore.
No, I said until Secret Wars. And I did have a few books that I said I would read. Avengers, New Avengers, Superior, Iron Man, She-Hulk,
all of which
gone
were
now.
Good. Yeah,
and there was another one. I'm reading all new Hawkeye.
It's really good.
It's only been the first issue,
and it was really good.
Yeah, so I'm not counting that as officially on my list yet. But any other honorable mentions? Every Ultimate thing,
every crisis that DC pulled out.
If you know, let's discuss
every reboot event.
Why do DC events suck so bad? Let's take the best one, in my opinion, Forever Evil. The reason it's
so bad, first off,
because it was late.
Every DC event has always had an
scheduling
issue with
problems.
Yeah, always.
There's
always
the weeklies,
a scheduling. Even
52.
They were late like twice.
The missing year, 52. Yes. Late. How can you have the missing year be late? You should already know the damn story. You finished it a year ago.
The thing about DC events that they always coincide with books doing bad.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
It's not like Marvel where they do an event every year in the middle of the year when things are already on and up.
Yeah.
They never do an event for bad books. DC always seems to be like...
Let's do an event for this.
Flashpoint comes at a point where Batman sales were at an all-time low.
And Flash, too?
And Flash sales were at an all-time low. Who are the two main characters of Flashpoint?
Batman and Flash. Yeah.
Exactly. And after the reboot, what became the two most successful books?
Batman and Flash.
Because they got beefed up during that event. Final Crisis comes at a time.
Example, but it works well.
Final Crisis comes at a time where Superman and Wonder Woman sales are at an all-time low. Which of the big three gets offed in that story?
Yeah.
And who become the two main characters in the Justice League?
Boom.
The thing about
they're kind of doing that now.
They're doing
all these outfits leading up to the aftermath of Convergence.
Who has been of the big three the biggest right now?
Batman, easy. They're changing it.
Who looks like getting his whole character is getting wiped away, and the other two are getting Batmaned.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it DC
looks
events
like.
Always come at a time where one of their main stakes are at an all-time low.
They're changing Green Lantern, too.
Yeah, Infinite Crisis came at a time where Green Lantern was at an all-time low. Who becomes the mainstay for the DC Universe until they reboot it? Right after, and he becomes a main
Amazing.
Character. Telling you. DC
so
events.
You think that DC events are nothing but promotional tools to build the popularity of a character back up to where it maybe was before
DC,
the last arc.
Yeah.
Or the last
DC
run.
Has franchises. Marvel has characters.
That's a great way to
look at it. And when a franchise
is suffering, look at it, yeah.
And when a franchise is suffering,
they build an event over it.
And especially
if you look at Green Lantern, the entire New 52 has been nothing but event after event after event made to have any fan of a Green Lantern book be a fan of every Green Lantern book, or you're going to alienate them. If you read one Green Lantern book, if you want to read a Green Lantern event, you got to get all four books.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes five.
Yeah.
Larfleeze was around for a while.
In all fairness, DC will always protect its franchises.
You so you're never saying the franchise is more important to DC than the character?
Has been.
Batman as a franchise
the frequency,
is more important than
the
Batman as a character.
The frequency of reboots speak volumes about that.
I think that's worth saying. Because Batman, if you look at all of his successes in all the movies, he's been different every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're protecting the character, like you said. They're protecting the franchise of Batman.
Yeah. They maintain the name.
Yeah. Flash, who really cares if it's Wally or Barry? Only the true fans of those characters are going to give a damn. If you're a Flash fan, you're probably not going to give a damn.
Right.
Same thing with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Who really cares if it's
Cal or Kyle or John?
I care if it's John.
I like John and Kyle.
Yeah. But even when they add a character like Simon Badge, it gets pushed to the back burner because he just made the franchise stronger. His character did nothing to make his own character stronger.
No, but he made the franchise.
That's brilliant. You could write a college thesis based on that. You
could,
really could.
I could.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't like DC events.
So are you saying Forever Evil built up a franchise as well? Or
in
did
all
it build up their evil characters as maybe its own sort of franchise? Maybe it tried to?
I think Forever Evil came at a time where all the Justice League books were doing really badly. And what
they were.
They were doing terrible. Solo heroes were outselling the big book, which had big names on it.
Despite Justice League Dark, Justice League United, the Canada one, and Justice League proper having strong sales initially.
At the
start of the New 52, Justice League was their best-selling book besides Batman.
Yes, and then it started to drop. And you know what they did? They did Forever Evil, which took place in
Put
which
Justice
books?
League against Justice, and it added two Justice Leagues in it, the evil Justice League. Jules, you just might be a genius.
I just pay attention.
Yeah.
I pay attention to sales.
That's a really good way to look at it, and it's probably an accurate way of looking at it.
Think about it.
Any other events we want to crap on? What about Marvel events? Is there a Marvel event you can look back? I can say Battle of the Atom was a big letdown.
I can say Battle of...
Clone Saga...
It goes on too long to be called an event.
It goes on too long.
We're talking about 6-7 years of our lives.
But the event itself, once Peter's in on it and we're in on it, because
there's a lot of X events that you need crap on.
Oh, dude, easily.
Like Extinction Agenda.
That was okay.
Executioner Song.
Oh, that was bad.
That was bad.
Like the War of Kings. Not that that was bad, but it was still an X event that just was seemed to go on and on.
But there's a lot of the thing about Marvel events is they come at a good time in a run. Annihilation was awesome to restart.
Considering that
considering
that Annihilation went on concurrently with Civil War, which was probably
at the exact same time,
which
is
probably their biggest event in the decade up to that point, was amazing because Annihilation is so good, such a strong event.
Gave good reason to have the heroes from Earth helping out.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
There's actually a what if Civil War where Nova makes
it
to
back.
Earth, and he's like, "Why are you guys fighting? The Annihilation wave is coming." And then that's what brings them all together. Which is initially what I thought they were going to do. Yes. Have those two events cross over at the end.
Annihilation, it's supposed to explain why Nova wasn't with the New Warriors.
Yeah.
And then it turns into fixing everything that was the Universal Avengers. And yeah. other characters.
And the Guardians.
And the Guardians. Yeah. It gave them that expanded universe.
After
again.
Cancerverse and all that shit with Thanos, it really did help out the universe to have Annihilation and not really reset, but kind of say, okay...
There's other things beyond Thanos in space.
Let's reintroduce you to these characters. Here's Annihilus.
Yes.
He was this. He's still kind of that, but he's a little bit different, and here's how. And they did it without any, you know, shame. They just like, no, we're changing him, and we have to.
Also, one of the best fights I've ever read was Annihilus Nova.
Annihilus is weird. We have to change him.
Yeah.
You know? Cool. Any other events we want to bring up? There's a lot of bad events. Most of them, I think, are good on the whole, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's been a lot of good ones. There's been a lot of stinkers
on
the DC side of things.
I think it's a good time to talk about events. We're on the heels of just about to have Secret Wars
and Convergence.
Arguably, I mean, this is the way they set them up, but they always set them up like this, to be the biggest events in these publishers' histories. Mm-hmm. But they really are.
Yeah, well,
these are events that are incorporating every event.
Quickly after we just got the New 52. At least post-crisis DC lasted for like 10, 15 years.
But the way they're doing it,
we got New 52.
They're sort of making it where Flashpoint still happened. And the New 52 happened.
The thing about Convergence is it's painted to be a combination of post-crisis, pre-crisis, New 52.
Exactly.
And whatever happened after Final Crisis, right before...
The lost... Not the lost year, but...
It's incorporating they're going to incorporate lots of things.
All the events that supposedly didn't happen.
Yes, in the New 52 are going to happen.
It's a lot of hodgepodge to take in. Well, if you look at Secret Wars, it is too, but it's a lot more, I guess, categorized. It's a lot easier
about
to categorize.
Secret Wars it's easier because there's only been one 616 and a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, let's say, okay, post-crisis, that's a line.
Yeah.
That's a publishing line.
Yes.
But if you're talking House of M, no, that's a six-issue event.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is know what happened there.
Exactly. Yeah. I know the Civil War. I know House of M.
You know Spider Island.
I know Spider Island.
Six-issue arc.
Yeah. A Future Imperfect.
That's
2099.
Yeah.
Like, these are things I'm familiar with, but haven't totally affected things that haven't totally affected my 616.
So, it's kind of like...
The thing with Convergence is we're talking about...
That was the main
Batman for a while, but isn't the main Batman anymore. That did happen to the Green Lantern I was reading, but it didn't happen anymore.
It's
352 versus New 52.
Yes.
It seems like there are two different approaches to the same thing.
Yes.
And I'm anxious to see how one of them works out, not
the
DC
Batman
one.
Look like a tech?
Bad
Chappie's rough, man.
Yeah, I might drop every DC book I get after the weeklies. And I'm behind on my weeklies. There's a Batman news and New 52 news, and I'm so far behind.
And Batman Eternal, man, it's just taking too long.
Yeah, it is. Cool, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this debate. If you like what you're hearing, let us know on iTunes and on the comments and whatnot. Follow us at Outright Geekery on our Facebook and Twitter there. As always, thanks to Comic City 2. We couldn't do anything we do without them. Check them out at ComicCity2.com. You can find links on OutrightGeekery.com, which is our home base for everything we do online. Other podcasts, news, reviews, convention coverage. We got MTAC coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, and good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine. Hello. And she's here to say thanks. Bye, geeks.